Welcome back to this episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host. Today I'm talking with eMoney's Manager of Financial Wellness and Education, Emily Kuchel. She is also an accredited financial counselor and certified financial therapist. It was an honor to get to sit with Emily and ask her about financial psychology and how utilizing various parts of the eMoney application can impact that part of the planning experience for both advisors and clients. This is certainly unlike any episode I've produced to date, so I can't wait for you to hear my conversation with Emily.
Please be advised that this podcast contains purely educational information and nothing discussed may be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor for any financial investment or money management questions. All views or opinions represented in this podcast are solely the opinion of the speaker and do not represent those of eMoney Advisor LLC or any of its affiliates.
Hey, Emily, thanks so much for joining the podcast today. Before we dive into everything eMoney, can you begin by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do here at eMoney?
Well, first and foremost, so happy to be here. What I do at eMoney is a bit unique, but I absolutely love it. So I am inside of our financial planning group. And inside of that group, we have a team of experts. We have our CFP professionals. We have our accredited financial counselors, financial therapists. And this is a team, my team specifically is dedicated to financial wellness. And inside of this team, we have the opportunity to bring together all elements of wellness and education. So things like financial psychology, behavioral finance. We also house our university program, which is eMoney's pro bono program to our universities, which allows access to eMoney and as well as some other really large partnerships that we support through our technology. And then we also have the opportunity to help support some of the really great research that eMoney does in looking at how we bring some of this financial psychology and these wellness elements to our advisors through the technology and through our research. And the other great opportunity that we have inside of our team that some folks may be familiar with is our continuing education. And of course, this is our way to make sure that we're communicating all of the great knowledge that we have inside of eMoney, bringing in some great external folks and giving that back to our advisors and those that use eMoney through continuing education. So a ton of really great work that eMoney does, and we love it. We support it through our team.
So cool to hear a little bit more about what you get to work on and also what your team gets to work on, because I personally find the whole financial psychology topic just very interesting, especially as it relates to financial planning for both advisors and for clients. So obviously we are going to talk a little bit more about that today. We're going to talk about eMoney's role in this. But before we get there, what is the role that you're seeing psychology take in the financial planning process as a whole, in general?
So I am pretty biased. I think financial psychology is certainly a part of the entire financial planning kind of process. I think it's interwoven into several aspects of it. But just to give folks a bit of context here, so back in March of 2022, the CFP board actually adds in the psychology of financial planning into the CFP exam. And so today it makes up about 7% of the exam. And the reason that's important is because it's now a required competency of certified financial planning professionals. And before this happens, the CFP board actually goes out and they do a survey of sorts. Let's just kind of call it a pulse survey, if you will. And the reason they do that is to make sure that the work that they're doing, the examination, and just the field, that they are representing what advisors find to be most important and really representative of the work that they're doing. As a result of that, we see the psychology of financial planning get added into the examination. But some folks may actually be a little more familiar with the term behavioral finance. And this term really comes into play generally around the 1970s, maybe familiar with Kahneman and Tversky and some of their books like Thinking Fast and Slow. And this is where we start to hear the conversations of, you know, investors aren't rational and biases and these things. And so we know that this has been a part of the conversation and a part of the field for some time, but we're starting to really see it come into play, especially when, you know, governing bodies like the CFP board are starting to put it into their examinations. For those who aren't familiar with financial psychology, I'll just put it very simply. Think of it as why people do what they do with their money. This is the relationship that we hold with money, the emotions that we have with money. And we look at it from kind of our evolution with money. So how we learned about money, how we associated with money early on, and how that continues to play into today. And the reason that's important is because that's how we start to determine our goals and our values, our financial decision-making, our money management. And so all of this is kind of marked through our relationship with money. And the reason that's important, of course, to advisors and the financial planning process is because this is not something that discriminates. Everybody has a relationship with money, and the financial planning process itself is inherently emotive. We're helping people through major life changes, you know, things like marriages and their own kind of family dynamics. But beyond that, the emotions that are tied to market volatility and economic volatility and political changes, conversations around legacy planning and their own mortality. I mean, these are incredibly emotional and sensitive conversations. And so financial psychology is really about understanding the person and truly going beyond the numbers. And so it's really, in my opinion, interwoven into that financial planning process. And it's something that we often associate kind of early on with some of the goal setting and data gathering. But I do think it's something that continues throughout the planning process. And so quick kind of history lesson and where we're at today with all things kind of BFI and financial psychology. But I think it's incredibly important.
Well, and I think that the cool thing is, and the crazy thing is that eMoney has almost had a pulse on that for so long, because our mission is to help people talk about money. And so much of that is, so much of not being able to talk about money is the financial psychology piece of it. And so helping advisors be able to effectively communicate with their clients and vice versa is an extremely important part of the planning experience for both the advisor and the client. So with that being said, there are obviously specific areas of the application that really can help advisors with the conversation around money and around financial psychology and all of those things. So how do areas of the application like connections and analytics help support that?
Again, I'll just be very upfront. Another bias of mine is I love our mission and vision. The mission of helping people talk about money is so important, because if we think about it, working with a financial professional may be one of the first or only conversations that somebody is having about money. They may not have had the opportunity to talk about money before. They may not have had the level of comfort, you know, or been comfortable talking about money with others. And so this is a really important relationship and a really important conversation. And the ability to make it approachable is so important. And using technology, using something like eMoney, we have the ability to do that. And there are really great features, as you mentioned, that help us facilitate this. So looking at connections is an incredible tool. It allows us to get a full real-time picture of somebody's financial life. It's just very practically takes some of the onus off of the clients to have to be able to self-report or track this information, mm-hmm. which can be certainly stressful and overwhelming, and we have information in different places. But ultimately, it also helps to foster transparency, and with transparency comes trust, and trust is foundational to any relationship, and certainly the relationship between a client and an advisor. The other piece of this is that we also have the ability to take that information and reflect it back to our clients when we can see that full picture. And it allows us to have deeper conversations and really start to highlight their values and the goals that they've shared with us. Rather than, for some folks, we can look at, I can log into a financial application, I can see a single number, but it's hard to kind of make sense of all of it together. So my financial advisor can reflect all of that information back because they have that full picture. Now, in kind of keeping with the theme of talking about money and helping people talk about money is analytics. And analytics is awesome because this is a way that we can take all of that great information and it distills it down into not only a clear insight, but a really meaningful insight. And so again, we have the opportunity to not only just speak to the data, to speak just to data's sake, but we can find really meaningful insights because we've taken some time to get to know our clients, and we can really highlight the trends that are important to them, maybe some opportunities for changes that we need to look at. But ultimately, it helps to foster some of those deeper discussions. Maybe they have some shifting priorities or some concerns that have come up. It allows us to support that, and it allows us to, even if necessary, maybe highlight some areas for some behavioral coaching or some behavioral changes that may be helpful. So those tools inside of eMoney, or those features, if you will, help to foster this this mission that I think is so incredibly important about being able to have a very approachable conversation to money.
It's cool because with connections, you have the ability, like you said, to look at, okay, that big picture, have that conversation, taking maybe some of the stress off of the client, and then analytics giving you the opportunity to, on the complete flip side, maybe drill into the data a little bit more. So it's cool to see how you could utilize two very different parts of the application to really help with those conversations for clients. And one of the huge components of just the conversation part of it is the communication. And you're working with different communication styles. You're working with advisors who are very busy, obviously, and who have a lot of demands. So part of their job is to set a communication cadence. And at what, point do they want to be communicating with their clients? How do they want to communicate with their clients? And one of the cool things about eMoney is that we have Bamboo, which is our digital marketing platform for advisors to use and take advantage of and help with that communication aspect. So Bamboo specifically, how can advisors use Bamboo to maybe bridge some gaps or to help with fears or lack of communication with clients?
Yeah, so first and foremost, I think there is an incredible opportunity to help educate clients. And the reason that I say that is because, oftentimes when it comes to money or to just kind of generally speaking, we often fear what we don't know or what we don't understand. And so there's an incredible opportunity in the financial planning relationship in general to help educate clients. And that really helps to build confidence. It helps to build motivation inside of that relationship. And another way to do that is through the resources that we're providing them. And so by using something like Bamboo, we can help to supplement maybe some of the communication that you've already scheduled to go out. And so it's saying, hey, by the way, this is something that's going on generally with other clients, and here's, another resource to read or we'd like to update you on. Maybe it's also being proactive about something. Maybe it's about trying to meet clients before they even know that the concerns exist, right? Some of that anxiety that may come up with market changes or that sense of uncertainty that may be happening. Maybe they shared with you that they are a bit stressed about a potential life transition that is on the horizon. So something maybe in a follow-up conversation or a follow-up email that you may be providing them with, go ahead and add some of that supplemental material that says, hey, by the way, I know you mentioned that you are, a little concerned about X, Y, and Z around retirement, those types of things. Here is something that I think would be really helpful to read. Maybe being really thoughtful about some of that proactive communication as well. And what this does is it offers this additional touch. It offers this additional human side of that communication. It's saying, hey, by the way, I thought of you. I took an extra step. You know, I wrote this email, but I also thought, you know what? Emily could really use this. I think she would really benefit from this, mm-hmm. and this would be really helpful. That is a personal touch that clients appreciate. And again, I go back to even the education piece. It's also working for you even when you're not there. So it's an extension of you, and it's an extension of the value that you bring.
It's the ability to be able to effectively communicate with and for your clients is huge in just the transparency in the relationship and really building. We talk all the time at eMoney about building a strong advisor-client relationship and how can we do that. And I think in doing that and in focusing on building the strong advisor-client relationship, that is going to in turn help the financial psychology side of it and help the behavioral finance, the behavioral mindset around money, because they're going to have a better relationship with their advisor and they're going to build that rapport with the advisor. So we've kind of talked about, we've gone through several different areas of the application. We've talked about analytics, connections, Bamboo. Jumping over to the integrations tab of things with transparency and kind of building that rapport, how does the integrations tab and feature in eMoney really work to build that rapport in the planning relationship for clients?
Yeah, I mean, so as we've talked about, transparency helps to build trust. Trust is foundational to relationships, and we'll I can give some examples there here as we have some time, but transparency is really essential to building trust in that relationship. And for advisors, when it comes to integrations, it's really helpful because it helps support, of course, that real-time data. It certainly helps to reduce redundancies. It helps to minimize errors. It makes sure that you and the client have the same information, so we're both working off of accurate information. But there's also this sense of, from the client side, my advisor sees what I see. We're doing this together. There's a sense of a partnership. And with that, we have more meaningful conversations. And that's where we really start to build that rapport. And it means that we're doing this together. It's not that I'm just providing my advisor with the information, but I'm seeing the same thing here. And so there's also the psychological benefit of they have the full picture. Right? They have all of my financial information, meaning they don't have any blind spots and they're not making the financial recommendations in a vacuum. They can see all of it. And there's a real sense of comfort to that in knowing that they have all of the information that they need. Because oftentimes when we look at it in terms of, you know, barriers for why people aren't doing financial planning or barriers to seeking financial planning. And a lot of it comes down to a sense of feeling really overwhelmed that they have, you know, finances in different places or they've built finances over the years and compiling all of that is really overwhelming to folks. And having the sense that my advisor has all of that information, somebody is taking care of it and managing it on my behalf with my best interest in mind because they took time to get to know me, what a sense of peace of mind. And so, yeah, there's it's really powerful to make somebody feel that level of comfort.
Totally. Yeah. And so many people, I mean, I know there's a statistic on this, but individuals make, I want to say a crazy amount of, I'd have to look it up, but financial decisions a day. And when you think about the stress that can induce on someone and the weight, especially if they are unaware of what their financial situation looks like. And if they don't have a good picture of that, they're probably more likely to feel stressed out about those financial decisions, where maybe if they have a better idea of, okay, here's how I'm set up, I've had this conversation with the advisor, I feel good about where we're headed, even if things aren't looking like I want them to look right now, we have a plan in place. And I think from the client perspective, that plan and that transparency has to be huge in really just having a good financial mindset and feeling that peace in the planning experience. The client portal is one of my favorite e-money offerings. We've really focused a lot on this recently, and I think it's such a great offering that eMoney has for really for both advisors and clients to get to experience. And obviously that's a huge part of creating that transparency and strong advisor-client relationship. So with that being said, how do you feel that like giving access to the client portal contributes to that transparency element? And are there any specific features within the client portal that you feel advisors should really be maybe taking advantage of in terms of giving their clients access to help support them?
Yeah, so I completely agree. Client portal is one of my favorite pieces of eMoney. The client portal is great because we are seeing more and more that in this evolution of financial planning, if you will, we are moving towards a more collaborative planning experience. And we did some research recently, 78% of clients want to be actively involved in their financial planning.
Wow.
And so gone are the days of the proverbial black box where you essentially take all of your financial statements, you hand them over to your financial advisor, they put them in the computer and they hand you back a financial plan and say, hey, here are the recommendations. It's just, it's not that way anymore. First and foremost, because we don't have the static plan any longer. We certainly have a more dynamic planning experience for the advisor, but also for the client. And the way that we invite the clients into that experience is through the client portal. One of the things that's really cool about the client portal and some of the research that we've done is that the portal really impacts the overall planning experience for clients. They have significantly better outcomes versus those who are not using the client portal. Those that are using it more actively, the things that they like about it, this is from the client side, this is what they're telling us. Clients like that they can see all of their accounts in one place, which makes sense, right? We talked about kind of that overwhelming sense of having my finances in several different areas. They like that holistic view of being able to see their financial picture. They like the ability to be able to effectively be able to communicate with their financial advisor. They also reiterated that they like to be involved in their financial plan, which it makes good sense because so much of financial planning is trying to bring to life the actions of today are going to have an impact on tomorrow. And tomorrow meaning that it could be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years beyond. That is a relatively tough concept because I have bills today, I have, you know, demands today, and I am being told that this is what I need to do. And by me contributing a little bit more to my retirement and, you know, making these adjustments, that it's really going to have an impact. My advisor says it's going to have a really big impact down the road. That's tough. That can be really hard. And so bringing somebody into that financial planning experience and allowing them to see that and bring that to life, I think is really incredibly important. And it's also impactful. So a new feature that is a part of the portal is Explore. And this allows people to be able to bring some of those scenarios to life. And it allows them to do it also on their own time. And I don't mean this in, you know, any way against our wonderful advisors, but folks want to be able to, you know, kind of explore and play around on their own time. And, you know, as it happens, sometimes you leave a meeting and you go, gosh, I wish I would have asked that question, or I should have said this differently. Well, eMoney invites you to get in there and kind of play around and be involved in that. I think the other kind of new feature that we have, of course, is the mobile application and being able to access it. You're no longer restricted to having to log in on a desktop type computer or a laptop, that you have the ability to access that financial life, that experience similar to other financial applications. But on the advisor side, I would encourage folks to really take advantage of the My Advisor page. Let people know your brand. Highlight the great work that you're doing. If your office is putting out newsletters, if you're putting out material, put that out there. If you have a great website, if you're active on social media channels, this is a really great way to continue to engage and promote the great work that you're doing. I see it truly as another extension of who you are as an advisor and another outlet to continue to build that relationship. It's honestly doing work for you, even when you're not necessarily face-to-face with the client.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so cool. It gives the client the pen, basically, to say, here's what I want this to look like. And I think it's really hard for us sometimes to picture, okay, what is your life going to look like in 10 years? I think for a lot of people, they would truly say, I don't know. I don't know what my life is going to look like in 10 years. You know, will I be married? Will I have children? Will my children be in college? Will I have grandchildren? And I think, I'm sure it varies depending on what stage of life the client is at and maybe what their financial picture looks like right now, but also what their goals are and some of the things that they have on the near-term horizon that could then impact the long-term. So I think it's really cool that it gives the client to maybe take a chance to step back and say, okay, how can I be realistic and not know everything, but what could this look like? You know, how could I achieve this and really start to put some structure in place for them and maybe take the fear out of the unknown of the future?
Yeah.
The personalization aspect of the client portal is one of my favorite things about it, because I think that throughout the whole application on the advisor side, they have the opportunity to really personalize things. However, I would argue that the personalization element just really elevates itself on the client site and on the client portal, because the client has just the opportunity to really express exactly what we were just talking about with their goals, their dreams, their realities. And how do you feel like the personalization aspect really impacts the advisor and client psyche in the planning experience?
Personalization is incredibly important. And we did some research a couple of years ago, and we know that advisors also believe that it's important. So I know that this is not new information. We're all in agreement here. In fact, 2 out of 3 advisors told us that they do not take a cookie cutter approach. And when we asked the clients, they told us that they want somebody who takes in all aspects of their financial life. And so we wanted to dig into this just a little bit further. And what we come to understand is that financial planning is going beyond the numbers. It is truly helping people through the ups and downs of life. It is about their financial well-being. It is about their emotional well-being. And oftentimes when folks are seeking financial advice, they're often coming to us during times of major life transitions, or at least in anticipation of major life transitions. So this could be something like marriage or a new job or divorce or loss of a loved one. And what that requires is certainly the technical expertise that financial advisors and financial professionals have, but these are also very emotionally charged conversations. And they also require the empathy and the listening and the guidance of understanding somebody's unique circumstances. What can happen sometimes for folks is that, especially for some of our more experienced advisors, is that these conversations can start to feel or look a little familiar, at least on the, you know, kind of technical financial planning side. But what's so important to remember is that for our clients, this is certainly a unique and personal experience to them. And so it's very powerful to make sure that our clients feel heard and feel understood. And I also think that by taking a really personalized approach, it's also more meaningful work to the advisor. It is shifting the recommendation from having conversations around, you know, products and just recommending those. And it shifts it to something that is, it's a deeper relationship. It is truly making an impact on the client and their lives. But stepping away from just kind of that aspect, I also want to touch on just the evolution of financial planning and financial services as we know it. So in today's world, as a consumer, when I'm seeking services, the majority of those services, especially if they're using a technology, have an ability to make it very personalized and tailored to me. There are not a lot of technologies today that don't continue to personalize that experience to Emily. And it's not going to be any different for seeking those experiences from our financial advisors and financial professionals. We're the expectation of the client is that they're going to get a personalized experience. And it's no longer just nice to have a personalized experience. It is certainly something that is a must-have at this point. And so as we look at the evolution of planning, as we look at the evolution of technology, we are certainly seeing it move towards this collaborative and human-centered planning approach. And so personalization is at the center of all of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've talked about this before too. I mean, I was telling someone, I think it may have even been on a podcast episode, you know, today you can go and you can like go online to certain companies and take a quiz, and they will tell you what products they would recommend for you based upon how you answer that. And you can get the results then directly emailed to you. I mean, the whole thing becomes very personal, but it does make humans, I think, feel a certain way when they have a personalized recommendation, because really no two situations are ever exactly the same. Recommendations might be similar. People may be similar. Situations may be similar. But they're never 100% the same. So I think the more personal it can get, just the better overall, probably, advisor-client relationship there will be. Within eMoney, there are so many different, I mean, even just within this episode, we've talked about so many different areas of the application. And I think advisors, you know, we find advisors who maybe work with one particular area of the application, one or two, or you have those advisors who work all throughout eMoney. How do you find the advisors who are really taking advantage of all the different kind of components within eMoney? How are they supporting the client's financial psyche? Maybe better than the advisor who's just utilizing one or two of those components.
Yeah, so we did some research on this. We broke advisors out into those that were fintech averse and those that were fintech forward. We also then broke them into finpsych, so financial psychology averse and finpsych forward. And more specifically for this study, we used the client portal as the technology that we were representing, and we used those tech forward advisors as those that were not only, of course, had access to the portals, but then were giving that access to their clients, and the clients were actively involved in it. So the clients who are actively engaged in the client portals, they have significantly better outcomes than those who do not. And they have outcomes in the areas of financial planning that we would tend to expect. They are more satisfied. They have less financial anxiety. But the other part is that they tend to be more loyal. They're less likely to leave their financial advisors. So that is certainly great for any practice. The other thing is that they become your biggest advocate. In fact, they were 2.5 times more likely to make a referral. And so that is great for anybody looking to grow their practice. We continue to see those results then elevated for those that were also using these financial psychology techniques. And so what we found is this really great combination of those that are utilizing the e-money technology, then inviting their clients into that technology, coupling it with this human element that we've been talking about today, this financial psychology element, that they had better relationships with their clients and they have these better, longer lasting relationships from the client perspective as well. So what that allows us to say is they have more confidence and we have a longer lasting relationship, especially when we are utilizing technology and inviting our clients into that technology.
That's huge. I think that's huge for advisors to know as they listen to today's episode, to just understand that there is power in utilizing something like eMoney and also other fintech platforms as well, in really helping to create those powerful and real conversations with their clients where they can maybe break down some of the barriers around having that conversation and just make it a little bit easier as the planning experience starts and then moves forward from there to be able to communicate with their clients and their prospects. So, Emily, if you had to leave advisors with maybe one or two pro tips, just in terms of really helping them make the most of both e-money and just the conversations they're having in general to support their clients' financial mindset, what would that be?
So first and foremost, be an advocate for technology. Invite your clients into that process. As we mentioned, research shows that 78% want to be actively involved in their financial planning. So don't just use eMoney, but certainly leverage it to create that engaging, that collaborative experience. From the financial psychology perspective, if you will, that engagement can reinforce motivation, it reinforces confidence, and those are drivers for trust and for a longer lasting relationship. And I think the second thing that I would say is use technology to expand your reach and to deepen your relationship with your clients. eMoney isn't just a planning tool, but I also think it's an opportunity to use it as a communication tool. We have the ability to create these really beautiful financial plans, but there are real people and real emotions attached to it. So the way that we speak to the plans is also really important. We have the ability to make people feel confident, to feel empowered, and just put very simply, we have the ability to let people know that they're okay, they're going to be okay. But for some, charts and graphs are going to be comforting. And for some, those charts and graphs are going to feel overwhelming. So how we speak to the plan is so important and it's so powerful, but we have the ability to make people feel heard, to make people feel understood. And we have the ability to empower people for their financial futures and their ultimately for their personal financial success.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much, Emily. I think those are great pro tips to leave advisors with today. And I know that there is just so much to really dive into within the application, but I do feel like our conversation really took them through so many different tabs of eMoney. I'm like envisioning the application homepage and each of the tabs as I say that, but I really do think that there's just so much to be said about leveraging the areas of the application to have those conversations with clients. And then of course, the client portal side, giving their clients access to that, letting them really dive into the nitty gritty details of what they want their financial future to look like. And I think that what you shared today was just so helpful for advisors as they really have those conversations with their clients. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy to be here. And if anybody is interested in the research and the work that eMoney is doing, check out the website, check out continuing education. We put out all of this information for all of you to be helpful. So check it out.
That's a wrap on this knowledge-based podcast episode with eMoney's Emily Kuchel. There's so much to be said around financial psychology and its role in financial planning, and Emily shared so much of her wisdom and knowledge in this area today. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on another podcast episode soon.